This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USNameprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors if the website were up. At USAPrepares.com. By the way, Ed Marvini called me, and he has provided me with a solution that will really make the website great. I'm working on it. Really, really neat. It will fix a lot of the issues that were challenging us. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Judy Dollarheit's with us. Judy Dollarheit is an owner of Dollar Value Computers in Nixon, Missouri. Welcome, Judy Dollarheit.
Thank you, Vincent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Judy. Today we're going to talk about activism, and many in our class are not happy with those in charge. We're not happy with what they're doing. We're being told what we can't do, when we can't do it, and we're told so many things about, we're given so many rules and regulations. Stores have policies. Manufacturers have warranties. The products wear out too fast. The stores don't seem to have knowledgeable staff. Companies are almost impossible to reach by telephone. And on top of that, our government at the town, county, state, and federal levels are out of control. The laws and regulations are so oppressive, so numerous, and so complex that we've all become unknowing, unwitting. We've become lawbreakers without knowing that we're lawbreakers. We don't want to be lawbreakers, but there's so many laws that we've all become lawbreakers. So what's the solution? Well, to me, it's activism. And I've been an activist because I wanted to fix the school system in our little county here in Missouri. And that required firing the school superintendent. So I ran for the school board office. If you're a school board member, you realize that the school board is the group that chooses the administration of the school. I wanted to get rid of smart meters from our farm, so I ran for the board of directors of our electric cooperative. I'm not happy with our county peace officers, so I plan to run for sheriff. Judy, you've become an activist. Is it something that you... You put on when you put on your list when you graduated high school and college. You said, "You know what? I want to be an activist." Is that what happened?
Certainly not. Not by a long shot.
Me either. So what happened, Judy? What happened to Judy Dollarheit that caused her to become an activist? Now you go to meetings. I mean, I would, Judy. I'm not absolutely 100% certain, but I believe that you and your husband go to meetings at least half of the week. Is that right?
Yes, and sometimes more. I had 3 meetings total on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And worked a full day.
Okay, so what caused you to become an activist?
Well, as you well know, our stint with the USDA and being attempted to being fined for creating a cottage industry for our son, that pretty well drug us into activism, kicking and screaming. And I'm not, everything happens in life for a reason. I wouldn't wish what we went through on my worst enemy, but it was a wake-up call. And prior to that, we had always been, we thought we were informed. We tried to research issues that were coming up to be voted upon. And I, too, ran for the school board. I was defeated, and that was probably a good thing. I don't think I could have sat quietly and politely sat by while things that were being passed, for example, in our district in Nexus a few years back, they outsourced our custodial staff to a French-owned company. And they passed it unanimously. I would not have been happy sitting by letting local control. Now, they still say they have control. I beg to differ. Who holds the purse strings is who has control. And that industry within the school system was outsourced to a French-owned company. We are selling ourselves up the river and are sitting by and letting it happen. So those types of things are why I go to meetings, why I like to be informed. People sit around and complain and gripe, but very few people go to the school board meeting or the city council meeting or county commissioner's meeting, and those people are setting policy that affect you and I in our everyday lives. And you don't realize what those policies are unless you go to those meetings or you start digging in the archives as to what do the ordinances in your city say that you may or may not do on your own property. I was speaking with Tom March yesterday, and he informed
that's
me
Tom,
that in the that's, city...
That's Tom March. He's a USA Preparers instructor. Go ahead.
He said he informed me that when he moved into his house within the city limits of Springfield, he hadn't even moved in. He had a moving van in his driveway and was informed that that was against the city ordinance and that you were not allowed to have a commercially licensed vehicle in your residential driveway. He said, I haven't even moved in yet. You have to be kidding. So that was the catapult that threw Mr. Mark into activism and politics. And so, you know, as you said, you don't mean to be a victim, but I beg to differ that taking a moving van before I've even been moved into a home, now I'm considered a criminal. Now, he did get a warning citation rather than a ticket. I have a huge problem with that, and Tom did as well.
You know, and Tom March has probably become the government's worst nightmare here in the state of Missouri, because he was active in forming a group called the Locke and Smith Foundation, and that group meets, I believe, many times a month, and they meet and they review legislation that is being considered for the vote, and the group ranks the politicians in Missouri based on how well they follow the Constitution. And they make sure that the ones who don't get publicity and the ones who do get rewarded. And he's a real problem for the government. He's been on this broadcast, and he and I and you and your husband John met with Bill Reibolt and the Farm Bureau representative, and we talked about the Amendment 1, the big lie. And these guys were trying to convince us that that the Right to Farm Amendment was a really good thing. And I'll tell you, these guys, it's a full-time job watching these politicians. They are sneaky. You saw them?
And on the Right to Farm, I'm hearing rumblings that the marijuana growers have decided that they have the right to grow marijuana in Missouri and that we just might end up being another Colorado. Is that... Mm-hmm. The intention of those that put forth that legislation, I don't know. But all of these caveats that are left into this legislation, and it was not one that we supported, and I know you didn't support it, there were too many unknowns in that. And we were told at that meeting, well, we won't know until something goes to court. Why would anyone pass something that would force another individual who you're supposed to be protecting by enacting the legislation to be forced to go into court? That's who our leaders are, and those are the people we need to replace.
Absolutely. And then you see things that, like, let's say you just want to run for sheriff. Now, if you want to run for president, you have to be a natural-born citizen and over 35 years old, and that's, I guess you have to have a pulse. but you have to be alive. I think those are the only requirements. But in August 28th of 2013, Missouri revised its statutes. Now, if you want to run for sheriff, you have to have a license. You have to have a license to run for sheriff. And to get a license, you have to go to almost 500 hours of training. And it's unbelievable, the barriers that are being put. Well, it's 470 hours minimum to be licensed. And the language is really ambiguous as to what the requirements really are to run for sheriff. Judy, I guess that's why we've become activists, because we just can't stand the oppression. When I wanted to have a Get Prepared Expo in the city of Springfield, I did. And then I found out that we would be taxed about 30%. 30% of the cost of the venue. 30%. It's an extreme tax, because when you add up all the taxes, the reinvestment tax, the development tax, the all that, and the sales tax, it's about 30%. I can't pass that tax on to our guests and our exhibitors. So I don't have an expo in Springfield, Missouri. Now, when you sign up or sign the contract, you're really not made aware that you're going to be hit for a 30% tax. So as an activist, or as someone who wasn't one, who has become one, I'm not going to Springfield, Missouri. I'm not spending my money there. And people say, hey, why don't you have it in Springfield? Why don't you have the expo in Springfield? And I say, no, I'm not doing it. I am not going to support a 30% tax. I am not going to support gouging we the people. I am not going to be part of it. So that's just one little way to be an activist. Vote with your wallet. Judy Dollarhut's with us. Dollar Value Computers, NIXA, NIXA, Missouri. The USDA fined her and her husband $6 million for raising rabbits. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Judy Dollarhide's with us. So, Judy, you go to meetings, and it's really frustrating because you meet with people who just seem to be going the wrong direction. Do you think these meetings are engineered? I'm talking about county-level meetings, town-level meetings, even state-level meetings. Do you think they're engineered with an outcome in mind that those who are in attendance don't really realize has been the plan all along?
Oh, I know that happens. And not all of that is by design, but a good share of it is. I mean, anyone knows that before a board of directors meeting, the person running the meeting has probably spent countless hours preparing, just like you prepare for the radio broadcast. It doesn't just happen. That's an ingredient. However, for a lot of these meetings that are elected positions or appointed positions, most always you will find that there's been many meetings before the official meeting where those appointments or those pats on the head or those nods of approval have already been given, and those nominations are pretty well set in stone. And if you're an outsider and you're not one of the ones that have somehow made inroads with the powers that be, your chances of being appointed or elected or supported are very, very slim to none.
Now, you're absolutely right. And when I go to the crime syndicate meeting for the Republican Party, everybody's a good old boy and everybody says hi to everybody else. And then eventually, if they remember, they'll acknowledge that Mrs. Finelli and I are there. And both of us have been elected as representatives for the Central Committee for the Republican Party here in our little hamlet. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's the chairman selects what's going to be discussed. He guides it, and it always goes his way. And even the little things go his way. It's amazing to me that that there is so little discussion about anything that the chairman wants to bring up. It's kind of like, okay, here's what we're going to do, and everybody goes, okay. It's as simple as that. Very little discussion. If I don't question something, there's hardly any discussion about it. It's amazing. So, Judy, you've become an activist, and it takes a lot of your time, doesn't it?
It takes a very, very large amount of time, yes. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It really mm-hmm. is.
And, okay, so what happens if you're not an activist? What happens if you just say, ah, forget it?
Well, my belief is then you're left with what you're willing to accept. And so mm-hmm. if you sit back and sit on your couch and watch TV and don't know what's going on around you, you're left with what you've allowed to happen. Mm-hmm. And there's too many people that have done that. And a lot of those people go and vote and have no idea what they're voting for, and they're setting policy for the rest of us. So I really do try to, in our business and in our church and in our friends, our circle of people, if there's something that I feel is important, I really try to get the word out, say, hey, you want to come to this meeting, or have you heard about this new tax they're trying to impose upon us? Christian County's trying to impose a utility use tax, and I had a little bird at the courthouse give me a heads up 2 days before it hit the news media that they were going to try to put this through, and the one individual definitely was not for it, but was battling some of the other powers that be that thought, well, hey, we need revenue. This is a way to do it. So this individual was basically saying, there will be a meeting coming down the pike. Will you call out your troops? Mm-hmm. So I'm on guard. When I find out when that meeting is, I will be calling out the troops, because I don't believe that we can afford another tax, and why should we be taxed on how much water comes out of our faucet or how much propane our house requires to heat? We're already paying for it. Another use tax. Where does it stop? My income hasn't increased by any means. In fact, it's gone down consecutively since 2008. Every year after we opened our business, we had an increase up until about 2008, and then, as with everybody else, we've seen it decrease, costs rise, and yet, here's another tax.
Judy, when we come back, let's talk about something that happened to me at one of the local syndicate meetings. We talked about, hey, we need a tax also. We need just 0.75 cents. What's the big deal? 0.75 cents for 911. Judy Dollarhite, USA Prepares. We're talking about activism. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Yeah. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Yeah. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about activism with Judy Dollarheit of Dollar Value Computers. Judy, I went to a syndicate meeting this month, and one of the guys brought up the 911 tax, the emergency 911 tax. And he said, you know, we want our own 911 facility. We use combined services of another county so that we can have E911 availability here in our county. And it costs us $144,000 a year, which I think is a lot of money. Well, for only $550,000, we can have our own facility with our own staff, our own administration. And to do that, we need to change the tax. We need to change it from where we pay $1.90-something, I think maybe $1.95 or $1.99 per month on our landlines, to 0.75 cent sales tax increase, 0.75 cent, or 0.75%, 0.75 of a percent increase to the sales tax in our county. So everybody pays for E911. Now, so that's going to bring us up to about $550,000 a year. So we're going to spend, we're going to increase the amount of money that we spend on E911 from $144,000 to $550,000. And this one guy says, you know what, we need to get that money in here faster. So we should increase the tax even higher. And then once we have all the money we need, then we'll back it down. I can't believe
that never happened.
Right, right. So I came back from the meeting, and I said, I was on the phone with one of our instructors. I said, I think I'm going to die. This is going to kill me. Being on this crime syndicate is going to kill me because I'm meeting with people who think like this. You know, I would like to get rid of E911, not expand it. Seriously, what's wrong with calling our sheriff's office and saying we have a problem and having them have that one person that we pay maybe $20,000 a year actually be qualified and competent to make sure that the call goes out to the ambulance service or whatever is necessary? Why do we need more than half a million dollars worth of expenses per year to do this? This is a little tiny county. Hardly anybody lives here.
Well, what I find rather amusing, because everyone says, oh, modern technology, look how far we've come. In some aspects, that's true, but I also see how far we've fallen, because as a child, if we had an issue and you called the sheriff could find you in a very short amount of time, and I lived out in the country. They knew where you were, they knew who you were, and they knew you, if you were calling, you really had an issue and they needed to get there quickly, and they did so. And you had that number in the very front of your phone book, which was always right by the phone. We didn't have cell phones then. And it worked very well. And now I've had an instance, I've had two medical emergencies that I had to call for someone else for 911 service, and I got nothing but the runaround. We don't know if you need to be in Christian County or in the city of Nixa, the city of Ozark, and I got passed around, while this person lay dying in the driveway. And it is extremely frustrating to me. And then we're told that the reason that all the streets have to be named and that we have to have this tax on our phones and that we have to have this tax and that tax is for our protection and for 911, and the system doesn't work any more efficiently, if as efficiently as it did when I was a child and we didn't have all this modern technology. Mm-hmm. So I'm frustrated with that as well.
So what you're doing is you are going to meetings and you're speaking out and you're trying to get your message that this is crazy. This what we are proposing is crazy. Isn't that right?
Yes, for various things. And you would be surprised. Occasionally you are effective. And I say occasionally. For every, 10 or 15 meetings, you might talk someone into a little bit of common sense and maybe one or two of those. But if you don't go, a very good example. After the tornadoes in Joplin passed some very stiff green building codes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a trucking company that had been operating in Joplin for many, many years was told they could not build back in their exact same location. They could not build their facility back, period. It wasn't even a matter of their plans were not green enough or energy efficient enough. You are not going to be permitted to build back. So that company took their insurance money and they started seeking elsewhere locations to rebuild their business. And they came to Nexa and pretty much they were not welcomed. And so that company went to Texas where they were welcomed with open arms and given several years of tax abatement. So Missouri lost that job, that business industry. Probably 6 months later, we were told that they were trying to pass green building codes in Nexa. And so we went to the city council meeting, and this was the final reading. They were ready to pass the legislation. And they had a gentleman there that was pushing it and telling us how great it was. And so my question, I got up and asked, if anyone remembered this business, the situation in Joplin and this trucking company. Of course, no one could remember. They had no recollection whatsoever. And I started asking questions. People get really uncomfortable. Cynthia Davis told me that when she was a representative, she ruffled more feathers by simply asking questions. And she's right, but the questions need to be asked. And what it basically boiled down to, they hadn't thought of all the repercussions of the green building. It requires certain aspects of the building, certain construction methods, and if that business fails and is repossessed, now the city has to take over maintenance, insurance, care of that facility. As does the loan has to go to the county clerk to be handled. So if you wanted to come in and purchase that failed business that had that green building loan attached to it, you would have to abide by that as well, and you would have to make your payment not to whomever held the loan, but to the city county clerk's office, the county clerk's office, who then would have to make those payments and keep up with who was in charge of that property, who had it insured. That's an unfunded mandate for the county that the city would be voting in. I said, do any of you not see a problem with that? And by the way, do you see all the empty buildings in Nexa? Does the city have the funds to insure and maintain liability insurance and maintain the parking lots and the grass and the lawn care? Who's going to pay for that? Well, they turn to the gentleman that's the village expert on this program, and he doesn't have any answers.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, they decided in short order they were not interested and they did not pass it. So you can make a difference. Now, that was one victory. There's been many others that you can't. You speak until you're blue in the face. But If you don't go and you don't try, you're left with what you're given. And I did not want to see my city taxes and my tax dollars go toward maintaining another building that I had no interest in that the city should have kept their nose out of. This is the problem. Just like with Springfield and you wanting to rent the Expo, they're not business friendly. All of these cities cry and moan about not having adequate tax revenue, but they make it exponentially difficult to operate. And in your area, the tax rate is very low. I would think that would be an incentive for a business to come to that area. Rent would be lower, property taxes, sales tax, so people might drive a little further if they're buying a large ticket item, say a tractor or a car or whatever,
right.
that they might have a lesser tax rate. But oh no, We want to do this, and we want to do that, and we want to be like the bigger cities, and then they don't think about what the bigger city problems are. And I haven't heard of any city that says, hey, we're in the black, and we're doing great, let's do this. No, they're all fine that they're lower on revenue. Well, that's why. They're not business friendly.
That's exactly right. And in our little county in Missouri, we do not have any inspectors. Which is wonderful. And that's one of the reasons why we moved here. There are no building inspectors. So when we built our home, We just built it. We didn't say, is this a good, will this be okay if we put it over here? Is that okay? Does that meet, you know, the requirements if we just locate the house here? Is it okay if we put the septic system over there? Or is it okay if we bury some pipe in our yard to water the cows? And how many cows can we have? And is our fence okay? Does it meet your requirements? No. We didn't have any of that. We put up the fence wherever the heck we want. We put any, if we want to build infrastructure, we just build it. I built a 4,800 square foot barn. I think, Judy, you probably saw part of that barn. We excavated, we leveled the ground, we brought in some heavy equipment. We did what we wanted to do, where we wanted to do it, how we wanted to do it, and didn't tell a soul. I mean, I said it on the radio, but I didn't tell anybody in the county government that I was doing it. I didn't need to. And actually, I challenged them.
Yeah, I couldn't do that in Christian County.
All right, so, well, what would happen? Would you have to get a building permit?
Absolutely.
And what does that do for you? What does that building permit do for you?
Well, the argument is it's going to protect the future owner and the surrounding property owners and that kind of thing. I'm not totally against a little bit of regulation, and I'll tell you why. We had a piece of property, and someone built, and it was, they did not follow the setback rule on how far it was. And so then you get into when you go to sell your property and they're infringing upon yours, that's a disaster.
You're talking about crappy neighbors. That's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Judy Dollarhite and I will be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 Corn is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
We're talking with Judy Dollarhide, and they have a computer store in Nixa, N-I-X-A, Missouri. I'm going to give you the phone number if you'd like to call them. 417-724-8451. 417-724-8451. And they are one of the few computer stores that I know of that will look at your computer, give you an estimate of what it'll take to repair your computer, should it need repair, without charging you to look at your computer. That's kind of how they operate. And when I had a computer manufacturing business in Virginia, we were the same way. And so I met the Dollarhide family several years ago, and we're on the same page. We operated our businesses exactly the same way. The customers were first. And we didn't, you know, a lot of times we did things for free, because we just didn't think it was right to charge for them. But if you go to a big box store, you're going to get charged. Judy, if someone wants to be an activist, it sounds like it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I think it's someone who stands up for his or her rights. What does that person do? Do you have a thought? How do we get involved?
Well, I think they would start with their local city, their city council meetings and their school board meetings, the mm-hmm. county commission meetings. And if you affiliate yourself with a particular political party, find out when that meeting is and go see how those meetings operate. And there's no shortage of meetings that somebody can attend. Some of them do more good than others, and you can run yourself ragged, which we've kind of tended to have done in the last little bit. But there are certain times of the year that coming up to elections, you really don't know the nuts and bolts of a lot of the legislation if you don't go to some of the meetings, if you don't do your research, if you don't seek out some individuals and do your research on who is pushing some legislation and who's to benefit and where does the money go and those types of things, then again, you're left with what happens. And other people make decisions for you that affect you every day. And I'm kind of a control freak. I like to control what little bit of my destiny that I can. And particularly when it's my livelihood, it's my health, it's my community. And so, you know, I care about what goes on in our school systems, and I care what goes on at the county level and what they're putting in our water and what's allowed to be served at school or what a parent is now told they can't send to school in their child's lunch and those types of things. Those are my decisions to make, what I want to ingest into my body. I don't like other people making those decisions for me or for my family. But if you step back and say nothing, you're left with what you get.
Judy, years ago when I worked for a bank, I inherited a new boss. He was the senior vice president. And I inherited him and he inherited me. And for a couple of weeks we missed each other. And he met my whole team, but he hadn't met me yet. And so he called me into his office and he sat behind his desk and he sat with his chair back and he had his legal pad, yellow legal pad. And he said, Vincent, tell me about yourself. I said, well, Gene, what would you like to know? And he said, well, just tell me about yourself. And I said, well, I'm not sure what you mean, Gene. Do you mean, you want me to talk about my education, what I do here at the company? You know, things I like, things I don't like. I'm not sure what you mean. He said, tell me about yourself. And I said, well, Gene, we can start with this. I don't like it when people tell me what to do. I lasted maybe another week or two. literally. I was the first corporate officer to ever leave the bank. And so that's kind of what we are. You know, you said you're a control freak, but I think what you really mean is you don't like people controlling you. And I don't like people controlling me, and especially when they don't know too much. I'd rather make my own mistakes and have some government minion make mistakes. And by the way, I can't imagine a government minion coming to your store, Judy, and saying, you know, hey, listen, I just want to let you know your sign is a little crooked in the window there, and I just want to help you out and let you know that if you straighten it, it'd probably look better. Thanks so much. No, they're not there for that. Judy Dollarhite, thanks so much for being with us. And coming up next,
fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.